Well, oh, fellas, how you doing? Right, I've turned the TV off, and I'm trying to clear my brain. Now, I don't think it's a secret that men think differently than femmes. Or should I reword that? Men actually think. But the thought process for a femme is a little bit higgledy-piggledy, isn't it? But like I say, maybe it was supposed to be that way, or maybe not as bad as it is now. But you have the male who thinks logically and the femme who thinks emotionally. Men together, they should come up with a good hypothesis. But at the moment, the femme is pushing the higgledy-piggledy stuff. Men aren't supposed to interfere, because that would be mansplaining. Or common sense. And how are these femmes doing in these politician places? And have we not seen a lot of chaos and drama and higgledy-piggledy going on? Now, the femmes may have some good ideas, sometimes, but they haven't thought the idea out, and it's not plausible in reality. But they implement them anyway. And more often than not, they fail. I mean, take a look at that Chicago mayor, that femme, who looked a bit like Beetlejuice. She was a complete failure for 4 years, and she turned Chicago into a hellhole. But she takes no responsibility at all. Look at the New Zealand Prime Minister, who's just resigned, turned her presidency into a dictatorship, and made the New Zealand people suffer. But she takes no responsibility. And of course I could go on, but it's pretty clear to the sensible ones amongst us, who use common sense, that a lot of femmes are not suited for leadership without the support of males. And it's costing businesses lots of money. And it's destroying companies. And it's all because they want to just a virtual signal. But it's no good if you go out of business. It's not a secret that most femmes push wokeness. And it's not a secret that wokeness fails every time. But because most femmes won't accept accountability, they double down and do it again. And if things keep on getting destroyed, soon there isn't going to be anything left. Femmes do stand for chaos and drama. And if you notice, for the last few years, there's been chaos and drama everywhere. Femmes are yelling and screaming about one thing, but then there's another thing, and another thing, and another thing. Then, of course, there is a good reason why femmes don't generally get on very well with other femmes. Of course, the family unit was broken up, and now children are mostly brought up by the femmes. These children grow up with no respect for their elders or anybody else. They have no real discipline or common sense. And that's because the femme only gives them one side of the coin. They're not very well adjusted to their environment. The best family environment is a femme and a male. Mother and father. The mother gives caring and nurture. And the father gives strength and discipline. And something the femmes couldn't possibly give. Morality. And that is what nature intended. Well, that's my old-fashioned belief. There are some signs that people are getting fed up with the chaos everywhere. But things won't get better unless people act. Femmes are talkers, not doers. They're virtual signalers. They will make a speech about how great everything is and how plans they have for the future. When everything is falling down and broken behind them. We need people like maybe DeSantis, the governor of Florida at the moment, who is actually doing something and is making things better in Florida at least. Then yes, he happens to be a male. We need politicians who actually do something and have the power of their conviction and stop following the polls, because they change every month. Have a platform to stand on. Tell the people your platform. And stick by it. And if you're elected in, carry out what you promised. I don't know, maybe I should run for some political office. Though I know, I hear you say you're not qualified. But look who we have in politics today. Are they qualified? Any campaign contributions will be gladly accepted. Yes, Senator Solomon. Hey, I like the sound of that.
Yes, first of all, congratulations on your landslide victory of becoming the ruling party of three-quarters of the planet Earth. We believe it was our policies and the laws and regulations we said we would implement if we got into power. People want a change. As you know, our civilization is in its death throes, and only strong immediate action will save us. And we believe that Champs and the Equality Party can deliver. Hoi!
You said at your rallies that you were going to start the rules and regulations that we already have in place. You're going to make a revamp of them?
That's correct. These laws will come into implement immediately. We took a preliminary look at the laws and regulations in the courts and the sentencing and penalties, and found that it favored females. Males were more or less persecuted. They were given longer jail times, harsher sentences. This is unacceptable. Champs is an equality party. We believe in fairness for all. Hoi! Any crimes committed by a female will get the same sentence a man would have got for the same crime. Fairness across the board. Also, history has shown us that women can lie in court, and not just about the small lies. If the woman is proved to be lying, she will be sentenced to the same sentence that the man would have got if he had been convicted of the false accusation. Also, if a man gets caught lying in court, the same applies. Champs is an equality party. Hoi!
You also said that you're going to revamp completely the educational system.
That's right. We're going to revamp the educational system as it is failing badly. As you know, there's a greater percentage of women in all aspects of the educational system, and we found they were favoring female students and holding males back. This is unacceptable. Fairness across the board. Champs is an equality party. Hoi! Our first step will be all the heads of universities and headmasters of schools will be men. They will be in full and sole charge of that institution. All the faculty members must answer to him, which in turn he'll answer to us.
Any other laws that may come along that we should know about?
There is another law that we have in the pipeline. We will not implement it for another couple of months. We are still doing studies. It is called dress code, and that's what the law will be called. History has shown us that some women get dressed up as if they're going to work at the strip club, but in actual fact go shopping down the mall. There is young kids and children there. This is unacceptable. This is a dress code failure. She will be fined. And repeat offenders will go to jail. As this applies to the men's dress code as well, however, women are known offenders. There is another law we implemented just recently. We did not make this really well known in our campaign. However, we've had flyers go out, and we believe that most of the population understands the rules now on this new law. There will be a DNA test done and a record kept of every pregnancy. And I believe we're dating that back for 10 years. Is it 10 years? We're dating it back 10 years. That means every child 10 years or younger must be swabbed along with the father and a record kept. This is just on a side note. I'd just like to get it out there so that people may be able to help. A lot of husbands have been ringing in to the police station saying that their wives and long-term girlfriends with children have disappeared. They're missing.
That's funny, because my wife and kids have disappeared as well.
We will keep you updated on that one. Champs, an equality party.